So is it on? Can you hear? Okay, good. Good deal. Yeah, only the privileged few. Oh, and you have it on. Yeah, right. You have it on, too. The only thing I don't have is a three-piece. I don't have a vest with my... And I have too many drips to put my sweater on, shirt, jacket on right now. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So Gil is at home. Doesn't appear to be COVID-related, but he's got an infection and it hurts. So let's keep him in our prayers. So one of the things he was mentioning to me is that what he's trying to do is be aware and fill in on his own some of the verses that the author here skips in as far as questions are concerned. And yeah, that happens a lot with these printed up lessons from writers and so forth. So now, best I caught from Gil, we're on page 35 at the bottom, and it's the story of the adulteress, question 16, which I think, if I remember correctly, we went through all of that and explained and talked about and asked questions about that pretty well. So, but there was one more part of that that'll be a part of the beginning part of the lesson today. Page 35, which is lesson 13 on the back side, is that? Yeah. Question 21. Okay. And he said, okay, no, well, tell me what you were going to. Mm-hmm. That's right. And he told me to.
Christ's blood purchased the church. Mm-hmm. That's what he said we would discuss this week.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't. I found out Friday night. And so we were having dinner at Megan and Jeff's. And so when we got home, I looked at it and looked at it yesterday. He and I didn't talk about that. But he did say that Nona had a comment. And I remembered that you did. I even have a note that led me in the direction I thought you were going, but verse 28, when you left, oh no, I just have to go there. I can't read my own handwriting, so. Matthew, okay, I know it's not mine. Oh, it's Aaron's. Okay, Matthew, the 27th chapter, I think. I've lost the reference now. Holy Spirit, word. Verse 28. When you lift the Son of Man up as a sign. I made a quick scribble of what does that have sound like. It has something to do with the comments you wanted to make or a question you had, Nona?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. That's all right. That's fine. No, it's okay because Gil weren't. Okay. I thought it was 21. I'm what?
We were down pretty far.
Okay, yeah, well, and I knew you were down quite a ways, so I thought you said question 21, but we'll go to 23. There are things leading up to that, talking about who their father was and Jews saying Jesus had a demon and all of that, but we'll go right down to 23 and look at that, and then we'll get started on the next section. But before we do, we're going to have a word of prayer. So would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time that we have to sit here together this morning under the bright sunlight and the cooler weather, but under the bright sunlight of our assembling together and glorifying your name in all that we do. Help us, Father, to always be edified by the things that we study, things that are taught to us. Help us to continue to be obedient to you as being the most important act that we will carry out in our life and during the lifetimes. Help us in that effort to be obedient to you and to continually turn to you and away from those things that are not correct and are not right in your sight. Help us to avoid sin, and in so doing, teach, even if a word isn't planned or we don't have opportunity to give a definition or an explanation to the person that's talking, that they'll see Christ living in us and they'll see your love for us, and we'll be glorified in that. But help us to glorify you in all things. We thank you, Father, for the many stories, the many explanations that the Old Testament has and has passed, that we've had passed on to us, that we can continue to learn about things that happened even further in the past. Watch over us until that time when you come again. In Christ name we pray, amen. Okay, so I could make excuse after excuse. The only one that even kind of sticks to the wall is that it was Friday night when I found out I was going to teach. So anyway, so these are days not very long before Christ's death, obviously, as you look through the scriptures and see where we are. And I know that at some point, whether it was last week or week before, Gil had the class read through the assigned text for this class. And so the messianic claims, not an attempt to stone Jesus, met by an attempt to stone Jesus. But before we go in there, go ahead, Nona, and let's talk about your question about his being raised, if it was something like that. That's okay. Finished with. Okay. So.
Gil says, see Psalms 90, verse 2 as a reference.
Okay.
I don't know if that pertains to the question.
Probably so. Psalm 90 at verse 2. Okay. Chapter 90 at verse 2. Chapter 90 at verse 2. Okay. I don't know which, did he relate it to a question here? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just start with verse 30, because it looks like a good place to start. A couple, three verses. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not break off my loving kindness from him, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness. My covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. Now there's a few extra verses. I probably could go down somewhere as well. So what was your comment or question about that?
Okay, I'll give you what I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Eternal
Okay.
Blood has always been an important thing to God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people didn't understand it, but they had offerings in the Old Testament and it was on a physical altar. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And it actually connected with what we said last week.
Yeah.
We were talking about what the blood did for us.
Mm-hmm.
It is a smile. Anyway, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not down there yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, okay. All right. So, you know, and if it's having to do with Christ's relationship with Abraham and Moses and whoever, that is talked about a little further down as well. But, so... this question was, when did Jesus say that the Jews would know who he was? And the answer to that is really in verse 28, isn't it? When he was lifted up. When he was lifted up, actually, as we know from Scripture, when he was lifted up before men, never to die again, that was the promise of the gospel. And that's even seen in Romans 6, verse 4, when we are buried with him, we know that we'll be raised with him. And not just verse 4, it goes on down into the next few verses. So there's that promise given there. In verse 28, my words don't make sense, so I guess it was when you lift the Son of Man up. Yeah, well, I think my notes are, what does it signify? Yeah. That's what I was looking at, yeah. It's when he was lifted up. That's what the comment was, when you left the Son of Man, and so was that significant? Well, obviously it was. He was the Son of Man on this earth here too. Be a part of the plight of man, to feel what man felt when Christ's presence was removed, when he was party to sin, and I don't know what else all I could have mentioned about that also, but it is a telling verse there that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, the first fruits of death and of that generation, and no one else had been and no one else will be like he was raised again in that sense. So I wasn't completely sure what the comment on the verse was, but okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, and Gil has been saying that for the last few weeks, that he has been going over sort of the in-between passages that Gene Taylor wrote, but really didn't. He didn't write questions regarding some of the verses that are talked about as well. But that was a sign. And actually, it was a sign when he was crucified and was found dead and taken down and put in the tomb. And then on the third day was raised and out and walking and talking and so forth, was a definite, you know, reference to the salvation, taking Jesus' name and then being forgiven of our sins in that respect. So it, here's where I was. So that's pretty much how that can be answered, I guess. When the next best thing to his virgin birth, I guess you might say, would be when he was lifted up. Because what naturally occurred after that was he was lifted up and was put in the ground, put in the tomb as dead, and then came back to life. But, well, God brought him back to life, but then he died again eventually, just like anybody, and was never raised, never to return again. But he was the firstborn. I'm getting my own self tied up in around my teeth, my dad used to say. But anyway, he was the first fruits from the dead, never to die again, because of his, as the Son of God, and his obedience. Yes, that might help. Thank you. Yeah, I will. Just like the rest of me. I think it's okay. Yeah, I think it's okay. Okay. Thank you. These are nice. Whatever you said they were, Costco stools or something, they're nice. It's a correlation to having heated seats in your car on a cold winter day. Sort of. Okay. Pardon me. So, okay. We talked about the adulterers. We talked about these messianic claims. We have had Nona's question. I don't mean to brush it off at all. It's a very good question, but... Yeah. Okay, yeah, and then really he hasn't felt like talking, so... Okay, all right, but see, it's also interesting in the sense that this is a very important passage for you to know. I would never have thought I would be asked a question on being raised from the dead, in terms of with permanence, and yet I was about, wow. So it was before I began preaching. So it was 31 or 2 years ago that one of the secretaries where I worked started asking me to talk with her about the Bible and so forth. Her uncle, her older uncle, was passing away with intestinal cancer, and she just needed to, well, and it turned out that's really what she needed, and was later on, but not too much later on, baptized. So that was certainly an experience. But in the conversations that we had, she had read a lot of Edgar Cayce's writings. I think it's Casey, it might be Case, but anyway. And in his writings, that man, he talked about the resurrection from the dead and that we're all going to, you know. And so there's total of one verse in the Bible that addresses it, Hebrews 9, 27, 28, in that area. And we went round and round about that one post. And I said, but there it is. So it's important to know, and to know that there's not this coming back as an animal or maybe another human being or something like along those lines. All right. So question 20, I probably didn't get anywhere near trying to answer your question, Nona, except that it seems to be a disconnect from some of the things that were being talked about at that time as well. Yes.
Before Abraham. Creator.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, yeah, because without that, you need to have some connecting thoughts to be able to make that make sense to you. Revelation 1:17. Revelation 1:17 and 18 notices to look at. Let's see if I can get there. Romans 1:17 and 18. Revelation. Is it verse 1? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. So, okay, so we have that mentioned in that way, and we know that there, other than just that one reference, there are other conversations with Jesus and his disciples that are recorded for us, such as the two on the road to Emmaus, and he talked with them. And all of the all of those gathered together, the day of Pentecost, was it when they when he in 1 Corinthians when he appeared before them, and so there were plenty of people that had seen him back on this earth, and I read someone mentioning that surely these folks saw some differences, but they weren't differences that couldn't be overcome. In the sense that he was maybe compromised physically. We know that Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verses 14, 15, is that right, Aaron? Where's Aaron? Who was Aaron back there? Pretty sure that's the passage where we see the human side of God in Christ and having to deal with the sins of men. And almost trying to talk himself out of sinning and having been in sin. But so the question was, when did Jesus say that the Jews would know who he was, and that had happens to do with this? Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. Was this squeak or a squawk? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so things like that can get our interest and get us off track, which is pretty easy to do anyway. For me, yes.
And so the following verses where the Jews take up the son of Jesus shows us that they fully understood what he was telling them right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they could not accept that he was God in flesh.
Yeah. Which leads into the next verse.
Okay, the next question.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 28, 29. Okay. So the soldiers, you may have read this, Charles. So the soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole Roman cohort around him, stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. After twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they knelt down before him, mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Spat upon him, took the reed, began to beat him on the head, and so forth. You can read all of the comments there, and you could go to Barnes and get his take on it and understand. There's not a whole lot more to write about once you get past them taking him and putting him on the cross. But anyway, any other comments on this section? I'm sure all I did was muddy up the waters and stir them up by not really answering it very directly. Those are the kinds of questions that folks who claim that they want to learn the gospel and learn what they need to do to be saved will start to kind of toss in here and there in a study. The one person I worked with at the case, it was a case retail outlet. They sold actual tractor equipment, and then they sold replacement parts, starters, down to toys and stuff. And they would have different names and things on them and so forth. Anyway, that's just down a whole different avenue. Forget it. Okay. So when did Jesus say? When did Jesus say that they would know who he was? Basically, when he was lifted up, right? And some of that has to come from their knowledge of him being lifted up. It has to come about from the things that happened that day. We talked about that last week. And also the things that were happening around and yet to come. It made a difference in a lot of people's lives, just the fact that his life was taken on the cross. All right, I've already read that one. Verse 21, who at first did the Jews claim as their father? Abraham. Okay. Who did Jesus say their father was? Okay. The devil. I also wrote down here, verse 33. So that was verse 33 from another chapter, apparently. I just had a comment about that. I can't remember what it was now. But who did Jesus say their father was? The devil. Right. And why?
Because we think the deeds that the devil does.
Mm-hmm.
He's filled with rage, disposition, and spirit, destruction, and leading away from Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right, they didn't do. Now, they didn't do those things, whether they had the ability or maybe said something to him and he didn't say, yeah, go do that. Whatever it was, it wasn't something that was going to happen that way. But while that was happening and while the keys were, they were kind of subdued and sequestered, kind of like we are, what was my thought? The comment here was that there was so. Oh, here we are. They made this statement, and wanted. And the question here is, why did the Jews say that Jesus had a demon? Did I skip down too far? Yeah, right. Yeah, as Abraham was, he was. And a lot of that has to do with him, and it's been mentioned before, but a lot of that has to do with Christ being a big part of the creation. And we look at John, the first chapter, and see that all these things were created without him. Nothing was created, and so there's a whole whole explanation of that in a different type of way regarding that, regarding Christ. Okay. Yes. Yeah, they wouldn't want to see themselves as deficient in any way. There's another comment made here. I just have to find it now. 27.
It might also have been, too, that the things that people actually they give it a derogatory name.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Okay. So that's where we were at question 20. When did Jesus say that the Jews would know who he was when he's lifted up? So who at first did the Jews claim as their father? Named Abraham. Was that wrong? That's right. That's right. They were descended from him. Yes, Cecil. That's right.
And it's the spiritual aspect again that I was referring to again.
Mm-hmm.
That they were missing everything, and so they were just, these Pharisees were just window dressing, facing the spiritual realm.
That's right. That's right, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's just always, and I don't know if it's lack of understanding, lack of teaching,
lack of effort.
I'm not trying to pick on a certain group of people, but at one time, if you didn't speak Latin, you weren't educated. And
sure.
It was that, so there was the, I think, the term laity, and then there was the, I can't think what the other side of the priest or whatever they called that, clergy
and laity, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he didn't have to say very much, except to just change the intent of the what he was referring to. In the day that you eat of this from this tree, you will not surely die. That's what he said. And, of course, she had already said before that that God had said, the day that you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. So it didn't take much. But, yes.
Chose to be blind, therefore, but they both fell in the ditch.
Notes came.
In this regard, too, it was the fascinating thing is that the Pharisees and the Sadducees kept rule by fear and punishment. So there was always the stony attribute. There was always. So can you imagine living in. And this is the beautiful thing about the gospel that we have today. We don't live in fear of somebody taking our lives because the Bible points it very carefully. Don't fear who can take this life, but who can take the second life. Those people back then had to fear a double sword because of lack of knowledge, and then the fear that they could be killed or punished and put to death.
Mm-hmm.
Us today, or speaking for this Eric Cogdell, I don't fear who can kill me. I fear the next side of that. So the truth will stand for me no matter what.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Standing.
And that was it. The crowd rushed him, took him out of mm-hmm. the seat, stoned him, and killed him.
Right. And the emphatic word, if you will, was that he saw him standing at the right hand of God.
That's right.
Standing, I think, no matter how you dice it, when there's been a noise made, somebody's called out, somebody else stands in anticipation, if you will, because maybe there's been a wreck out in front of the house. I don't know what that noise was. I heard a medical look. Or somebody has called from somewhere else to the house. You can't quite hear. You need to go look. Because there's a sense of urgency. Maybe they're hurt. Maybe they've fallen into something or you know, being threatened in some way. And so for Jesus to stand at the right hand of God, he had just, in our feeble physical minds, I think anyway, he sees the human condition, what we can and cannot do, and how that we fall victim often to Satan, and that they needed, and that certainly Stephen knew that they needed to be baptized, they needed to be right with God. That's the ultimate. Once that's done, you know, so long as you remain faithful, you're headed towards heaven. I'm just waiting for God to come again and send Jesus. But so that covers, I think that's covering us down through, did we talk about why the Jews say that Jesus had a demon?
Yes,
okay. I kind of thought we did. Okay. And what did they ask in reference to Abraham? You're not yet 50 years old, and you say you've seen him or know him, have some kind of relationship with him. It's like 30 seconds till we didn't get finished. Tongue in cheek, Gil was worried. He texted me. He says, "Don't do too good a job. I might lose mine." And I said, "Don't. No chance of that." Gil. not with this short a notice to really get prepped like I would normally do too. Anyway, so question 21, we talked about the demon, so we're really down to the last two questions, which is probably where he was when we left off last. And we talked about his relationship to Abraham. verses 56 to 58, what is meant by the I am phrase? Mm-hmm. Okay. I haven't been. You know, I'm not formerly, I am. He was, is God of the dead and the living. And so that was why that question was asked about that thought or comment. We talked about why the Jews said he had a demon and who they asked. Right. So then question 23, we can try 23 and 24. We better not. It's already past, quarter past. Gil will know from watching on the live stream, and I'll also make a note here so he knows where we left off, that I kind of bubbled us down to question 83. 23. Sorry about that. All right, so that's where we'll be next week. I'm sure he'll go back and pick up some things that I didn't think about, a lot of those, and then answer these last two questions and go on to chapter 14, which is, well, rather, lesson 14. So we'll worry about that. You already started it. Good for you. Better that than being disorganized and behind like I am. So we will finish 12 and start 14. And hope, Lord willing, everybody, stay well.